Hello, you Awakening Wonders. They're on Spotify, Apple, Stink Whistle, Gurgle Dot, or wherever you download your podcast these days to remain at least peripherally connected to some tendril of truth in a bewildering miasma of lies and propaganda. We appreciate you and we love you. You're part of our community. So that's why we're very happy to give you an audio version of our live Rumble show 5 days a week. It's on Monday to Friday. We decipher the latest news stories. We break down current topics that the mainstream media should be covering. And if they aren't, then we critique why they're not and what they are covering. Every week as well, right? We do brilliant conversations with people like Jordan Peterson, RFK, Tucker Carlson, Sam Harris, Vandana Shiva, Gabor Mate. These things are already up and you can listen to them now. So remember, this is an audio version of our daily live show. To tune in live, go to rumble.com/Russell Brand. You'll find it easily and I hope that you will love it. Now please enjoy this episode of Stay Free with Russell Brand. Thanks.
No, here's the fucking news.
Hello there, you Awakening Wonders. Thanks for joining me today for Stay Free with Russell Brand. I'm just tethering this earpiece to an armchair before we leap into our content. That's the dog I'm gesturing to. Come in, Bear. Come in here with me. We've got such an incredible show. We're talking a lot about issues that, in a sense, center around free speech. We're talking about the anti-Semitism bill that's just been passed in Congress, as well as the WHO treaty. Of course, we're going to talk about Trump's potential VP picks. Of course, we're going to engage in the various ephemera and gossip that surrounds the political sphere and the online political sphere in particular. But also, we're going to talk about, I hope, and this will to a degree depend on you, some of the issues that surround it. This is a bit clicky, so I'm not going to be able to use that. And guys, could we make the, remember how the chat's supposed to look over here, just so I can see the size of the chat for Rumble, like Angry Wee Jobby. I need to be able to read Angry Wee Jobby's comments, so can you just have a look at that, guys? And if you look at our previous agreements on how we would like that to look, you'll have all the information that you require. Hello, Awakened Wonders over on Locals, and can someone let me know they've got that? Hello, Awakened Wonders on Locals, like The Red and Clorissa. I'm welcoming you as well to an extraordinary show. This is brilliant as well. So one of the things that we'll be discussing is they've come up with an ingenious piece of propaganda within the Biden campaign. Keep Biden out of the way. Now, that's obviously what the Biden campaign was when he was essentially in opposition, or at least not in office. If we keep this guy out of the way, people might vote for him. But now, of course, he's the president of the United States, and claiming that brevity and succinct speeches are crispy and desirable, i.e. what we want is a succinct world where people speak quickly in sound bites for ideological reasons that are not ultimately driven by, keep bloody Biden out of the way so that people don't notice his incremental senescence and senility. Someone's just posted a picture of a croc eating a croc, a crocodile eating a croc. Although it's probably an alligator eating a croc, actually. There you go, Bear, old son. So let's get into it. Can you tell me how long before the chat will be reapportioned according to the spec that we've discussed, guys? We've got some fantastic sponsors and partners that work with us, like these guys, True Lean, Everyday Wellness. Beautiful sachets of wellness. We'll be getting to that. One of the people that works here was fool enough to snort it. That I would describe as an error. We asked you earlier what we should discuss, and you came back with this. Oh, wow, that you want to talk about the WHO treaty. I'm so glad you want to talk about that, because we've got... I've got such a good point to make about this. I'm actually a little bit excited about it. Did you see Robert De Niro saying that he feels that what... when he's having conversations with people that were Holocaust survivors, he feels like the potential ascent of Trump once again is comparable to the rise of Hitler. I've got so many good points that you are going to like. Russell's neckline is incompatible with Christianity, says Savage PhD. Why? I don't know if you've seen our Lord and Saviour up on the cross. He was very close to naked. Very close to naked. You are going to have to lie down. You, one less problem, please. We asked you about VP picks as well. Let's have a look. Thank you. That's it. Set that in your mind, put it on a list somewhere where that will be done. Don't come in here for a while, guys, if that's someone coming to make a video. Give me a minute to settle down. Thanks. And we also asked you about the VP pick. You all want Tucker. Of course you want Tucker. Everybody wants Tucker. Let's face it, Tucker, as the evolution of social media spaces continues and we observe the fissures that emerge, for example, at the Daily Wire, the challenge of Candace Owens's position and the apparent gagging order, Tucker Carlson, I think, is navigating the space wonderfully. Let's think about who attacks Tucker Carlson. It's the establishment, isn't it, fundamentally? Like, look at how he was in Russia. He was excited about their subway stations, the bastard. Like, what? You know, Tucker Carlson, I think, is mastering the new and emergent populist spaces, isn't he? Do you agree with me? Do you agree with me in the chat? And certainly you would like him to be Trump's VP pick. Elon, predictably popular. Some people chose Hillary Clinton, I think, to be antagonistic. Is that we're getting some little glitches, I'm being told, in the Awaken Wonder chat. You best rest assured we'll be doing everything we can to address that. If you're watching us on demand, thank you very much. You are welcome. Remember, we stream every day at these various times. Join us for the stream if you can. Now, let's get into our first story. It's interesting because it's essentially a story that's about media deconstruction. Later, we're going to be talking about the anti-Semitism censorship bill, however you want to regard it, the WHO treaty, and the way that it essentially exists in order to prevent the resistance that occurred during the last pandemic. And we are part of the legacy of that pandemic occurring again. It's essentially, it should be called the Put Joe Rogan in a Steel Cube Treaty. In the event of another pandemic, can we legislate for putting Joe Rogan in a steel cube? Or sort of the stuff they do to General Zod, I feel like. You know, General Zod, I think, had some pretty unique punishments, didn't he, in Superman? I think it's that kind of stuff. Let me have a look. Okay. Of course, you'll be aware that some people are saying that, you know, did Joe Biden actually defecate in his own undergarments? And so since discussing that, I feel like it's beneath us to discuss it. Another Boeing whistleblower has been found dead.
Another Boeing whistleblower has died after a...
I don't think what we need is a vaccine for Boeing whistleblowers. Like, if you're watching this and you're a Boeing whistleblower, you need a vaccine. But hopefully it's not a vaccine that's more dangerous than the disease of whistleblowing itself, because Boeing whistleblowers appear to be in extraordinary danger. It's like they've got comorbidities. Blowing the whistle is like, if you've got any comorbidities, take that whistle straight out of your mouth and just accept whatever standards. Just accept they're trying their absolute best over at Boeing. The Australian PM is calling for crackdowns on memes about himself. That guy, I've just seen him a couple of times. He's pretty funny. He's one of that, because isn't it that he's the Australian Labour Party, but I'm not seeing a lot of progressivism or liberalism in his general demeanour. He seems, in fact, like one of the kind of autocrat, tyrannical technological dictators that are becoming more and more prevalent and that I think are the biggest threat to freedom in the world. In fact, I understand, we'll be talking about this in a minute, I understand the Nero's fear, but I think it is misplaced. When De Niro sees Cassandra-like a kind of impending threat upon the horizon, what's that coming over the hill? Is it a monster? It is not the tangerine tyrant that so many metropolitan progressive liberals fear that ought to be inspiring this dread, but the emergence of ongoing bureaucratic power, which is already in evidence at a national level and more significantly and more terrifyingly at a global level. And that's going to form one of our key subjects today. Over in our country, the United Kingdom, George Galloway has become very successful, winning a seat in our parliament, same as your Congress. But you won't believe this. His campaigners are being run down in the streets by their political opponents. You in America don't have anything like that, do you? Where political opponents are taken down by nefarious means and they call it justice. Let's have a look at a Labour Party activist being mown down. Excuse me, one of George Galloway's campaigners being mown down by a Labour Party activist. That's the equivalent of our Democrats, i.e. a party that exists solely to serve globalist interests, is financed through industries that mean that democracy is not a possibility. Here is one of their campaigners showing where power truly lies, and it's in the accelerator of your vehicle. Nice soundtrack. I mean, the sort of soundtrack of it makes being run over seem potentially not that bad. Thanks for the $20, Ethical Luck, and the candle. That's a very kind donation. I certainly appreciate it. We still don't know where that goes. My hope is that it finds its way into the pockets of Congress people, lawmakers. That goes straight to Lockheed Martin. Rumble are hosting a free speech live event on the 10th of May in conjunction with Rebel News. There's Ezra Levant. I can see Glenn Greenwald's participating, along with a whole host of other Rumble voices. Don Jr. there, very near the centre, along with our CEO, the great Chris Pavlovsky. There's an event we're promoting that. It's going to be live in Toronto. Let's hope that there are more events like that. Now, let's get into today's stories. If you're watching us outside of Rumble, my God, we love you. If you're an Awake and Wonder on YouTube, my God, we want you. We yearn for you. We love you. We are there waiting for you with open arms. But we have to tell you this. There are relationships between big tech platforms, legacy media companies, and the kind of interest that seek to censor, using as a fig leaf ideas like disinformation, misinformation, and malinformation, and it's getting worse. Even if I tell you that the definition of malinformation is information that is true, but that is inconvenient to the agenda of the powerful, you'll realize precisely what censorship is about. And censorship is one of the subjects we'll be discussing today, because the WHO treaty, as well as helping you, we know the WHO, which are a UN agency. Did you know that? They're essentially a tangent to the United Nations. They obviously want to help you first and foremost, but they also want to censor you. They also want to be able to lock you down. They also want to medicate you. And they don't want a little thing like national sovereignty getting in the way. This is a significant issue, and it's an issue we're going to be talking about today, because we were forewarned by one of America's great presidents. Do you agree that JFK was one of your greatest presidents? George Washington, Lincoln, Kennedy? Is that what you think? I mean, I saw our man Tucker on Rogan saying, well, Nixon, he got into power. He was a very popular guy. And then a couple of years later, he was taken out. And that's something I'd love to investigate. And look, I'm almost in tricky-dicky mold. I am not a crook. But JFK and the whole Kennedy Camelot myth is regarded as a high point in American history. Well, you will have probably heard that famous speech of JFK's, where he talks about insidious deep state interests, a nexus of powers that subvert democracy in its representative form and deploy, undermine, and direct the institutions of democracy from behind the scenes. We're going to be showing that speech in relation to the WHO treaty, in relation to the FBI tampering with evidence when it comes to the Trump censored boxes or secret information, clandestine information. What am I trying to say? You know, when Trump left them with those boxes from his presidency, the FBI have tampered with that evidence. That's my dog walking out of here in something akin to disgust. Let's have a look. First of all, though, guys, we're going to be with you for a couple more minutes on YouTube before getting into the kind of subjects that would doubtlessly be subject to censorship on that platform. First of all, we're going to talk about how the legacy media have an extraordinary take. Nixon was a mob lawyer, says Sean Keane. Okay, man, I'm going to jump into that. That sounds like the sort of stuff we should be doing on our exclusive videos. You know, every week we make an exclusive video for our locals community. This week it's Operation Mockingbird. It's brilliant because Operation Mockingbird never ended. It became the Monarch programs, and still to this day, deep state organizations infiltrate media platforms, social media platforms, and, you know, legacy old school media platforms in order to control narratives. But But this is just a plain vanilla piece of upfront propaganda. Good news, everyone. Joe Biden's going to be giving very, very short speeches. Why is that? Because he's suffering from senescence, senility, and cognitive decline. No. No, because brevity is the soul of wit. People want crisp, sexy little speeches. You know, this is a time when we should be talking about nuance, complexity, shifting taxonomies, how the old labels of left and right and Republican and Democrat no longer apply, a need for a resurgence of spiritual faith and spiritual awakening among the electorate, a new resource for moral authority within government. No, what we're getting given instead is, we've got an election coming. We need to hide Joe Biden away. So let's spin this, that he's going to be giving really short speeches now. Why? Because it's crisp, it's sexy, it's new, it's improved, and it's certainly not to mask the fact that the poor guy is clearly experiencing deep, deep senility. Let's have a look.
We have news this morning from NBC News that the campaign is looking to shorten its speeches. Biden's general election strategy is less is more. The president's aides are seeking...
Less is more. Even though you might think that the word less is the opposite to the word more, as less implies a deficit and more implies abundance, we're going to tell you the opposite. Like the way that we're changing the meaning of all words now. Like free speech, that's evil. And going to war and funding wars continually, that's for peace. You see how it works now? It's not about hiding Joe Biden because people will not be able to ignore the evidence of their own eyes that this is a guy in serious fucking decline and he isn't capable of making the kind of decisions that a president would necessarily make, and therefore it's obvious, isn't it, that power is controlled by a set of deep state institutions, that the strings are pulled from somewhere far away. I mean, look at this cadaverous geezer. There's no way he's making those decisions. Therefore, it's obvious. Oh my God, it's obvious. I've seen the light. The scales have fallen from my eyes. These choices must be made by deep state operatives, the blob. Call them what you will. Democracy's a sham. Democracy's a sham. Democracy's a sham. No. Less is more. You see, it's a different word, but it's the same thing as more.
The tighten his pitch to voters with shorter, crisper speeches. To be honest with you, Quentin, I think that's a very smart idea. I think
for everyone.
For everyone. For every
smart idea for everyone. Joe Biden should give short speeches. Joe Biden from now on is going to give his speeches from inside an electronic coffin. The lid will flip open. He'll emerge like Nosferatu. I'm here to win your vote. It's brilliant. It's snappy. It's fun. Come join us. Come join us. Isn't it extraordinary how the legacy media try to spin this as a positive? Do they think that every single person watching this doesn't realize that the reason Joe Biden's having to be parked behind closed doors is because his every public appearance is further evidence of his incompetence, up to and including potential public defecation? We can't rule that out. He might literally not be able to control his bowels, and yet we're invited to believe he's in control of the most powerful nation on earth. Obviously, this is an attempt to repeat the strategy that was somewhat successful, depending on what you believe, in getting him elected in the first place. Keep this guy out of the way, focus on attacking Trump, vilifying Trump, and hope that there are enough metropolitan progressives who feel emotionally so reviled and repulsed by the phenomena of Trump that it will be enough to bring this anodyne, rather inert character into a second term in office, even though, as I've said before, your own eyes, your common sense is screaming to you. An inner harbinger, an inner choir is saying, how can that man be running the country when he can't even run his own underpants?
I appreciate that approach because it is a way for the president to sort of hit with clarity, stick his points and move on and not get lost and sidetracked.
He's got to hit his points. He's the ninja president. He's a ninja. He's coming in. He's hitting his points. His stick and move. He's Muhammad Ali. Look at him. Look at him go. I ain't got no beef with the Viet Cong. Why should I be dying? Why should I be dying in a crazy foreign war? No, don't say that. You know, elsewhere, It's amazing. You know, he'll be quick. He'll be fast. He'll be memeable. He'll go viral. Yeah, kind of like TikTok. Oh, no, not like TikTok. TikTok's evil. We're banning TikTok elsewhere. TikTok, no, but Joe Biden, he's like a one-man TikTok. He's tic-tac-toe. You can't lose as long as you start in the middle square. Right, kids?
Give us a little bit more of the scene setting around the thinking there and trying to reimagine the campaign going forward with what you just said and this idea now of the president tighten his grip on his speeches.
Right, I'll answer that question for you using the simple tool of honesty granted to me recently by personal spiritual changes. What it is we've realized that Joe Biden on his own is absolutely unelectable. Any idiot can see this person is not capable of running the country. Not only that, it's become plain that the whole of the Democrat Party is completely deployed in the interests of the military-industrial complex and Big Pharma, engaging in military campaigns by proxy or by armament across the world that are increasingly unpopular, even with our own avowed demographic. We can't allow people to witness and experience that through the clumsy, tumbling, rambling speeches of this inept avatar that's been put before us. So what we're doing is we're just going to trot him out, hope he don't shit himself, and say something quick like, Trump's bad. Trump's a bad guy. You gotta vote for Christ's sake. You don't vote for me, you're not black. You know, you're not white. There must be one of the colors that you're not. Right? And then, did you enjoy your democracy? That's what we're being offered from the greatest country in the world. If you're watching us on YouTube, we've got to depart now before we continue with this story. That's where you can see that. So let's go, baby. And then we're going to be discussing the anti-Semitism bill, the WHO treaty. There's a whole host of subjects. What does De Niro mean when he says that this is, what did he say, that it's like the Kristallnacht? You know, man, as an actor, I love him, but I don't know, man. I don't know where he's going with that stuff. Okay, so listen, if you watch us on YouTube, click the link in the description. You cannot be part of that nexus of censorship. You must become free. It is your birthright. Click that link. Let's get to the end of this story.
Look, our campaign believes in quality over quantity. We believe that these touches, these smaller things that are getting directly to the point about what is going on in the stakes of this election are going to be easier for voters to tap into and...
We believe in quality over quantity. Could I say that? Am I going to say that? That I believe in quality? Yeah, just say it. Just say it. It doesn't matter if it's true. Just say that you believe in quality over quantity. What would you prefer, quantity or quality? I don't know, quality. Good. There you go. That's been said now. While we all recognize that what's required at the moment is a kind of reckoning of the obvious shifts that are taking place as a system crumbles, oddly, curiously, like Joe Biden's cerebellum, we're being invited to believe that the solution to the political problems that we face are not more nuance, more complexity, more conversation, a willingness of people from, like, consider someone like Rand Paul or Thomas Massie or Bobby Kennedy, figures from various political perspectives getting down and saying, look, what are we going to do? There are a variety of areas where we disagree, but it's our job to bring America together. Clearly, there are some people that are MAGA right, they'd be called. The basket of deplorables, let's call them that. The people that believe that Trump has been robbed and that Trump is the solution. Those people have got to have a voice, even if you hate them, and you clearly do. We see your hatred from them every day. They've got to have a voice. They've got to be brought to the conversation. We can't approach it like, screw those people. Fuck them. They don't deserve a voice. And then there's the people that are on the Black Lives Matter side of the conversation. The progressives. We've got to somehow find a way to bring this country together or negotiate a way to federalize, decentralize, democratize, create something new. No, what we're being offered here by the legacy media that essentially operate as the amplifiers of the agenda of the state, and I don't even mean the national state anymore. This is a globalist state, as will become clear as we discuss the WHO treaty elsewhere. What we're being asked to believe is that at the time that they're banning TikTok, the whole world should become TikTok. The president's speeches should be TikTok memes. Why don't you get him out there in a leotard, presumably with some sort of catheter, to do a little dance for you? To do a little dance. A little dance like a key worker or a health worker, and have that instead of politics. Have that instead of clarity and transparency. Have that instead of integrity. Have that instead of God. This is what we're offering you.
Sort of also go out and say and talk to their friends and family about what's at stake.
Yeah, get out there. You do the job. You do the work. Watch a 20-second speech by Joe Biden. And then you get out there and tell your friends and family, you better vote for Joe Biden, because did you see him here? This is brilliant. It's so catchy. It's so crisp. Did they really use the word crisp? That's marketing language. The same way as they've tried to use the word decent, the same way that they're trying to present Biden to you as a family member, a senior family member. You wouldn't judge your own grandfather, would you, if he shat himself on the couch and was unable to engage in international diplomacy because it was too complex? You wouldn't blame your old grandfather, would you, if your grandfather, instead of representing the interests of the domestic population, instead listens to donor class and lobbyists and the military-industrial complex? You wouldn't condemn your grandfather if he continued to supply arms, even if you thought that those arms were being used to desecrate entire population. You wouldn't condemn your grandfather, would you, if your sweet grandfather was out there endlessly funding a war against another nuclear-armed superpower that could bring you to the brink of Armageddon? Yeah, I would, actually. I'd say, Granddad, sit down. You're too old to do this. You had a good go. You tried your bit. Actually, even when you were in Congress and stuff, you've actually been nothing ever other than a career politician. Even in your prime, you were little more than a Congress operator, plainly doing what that system does, garnering profits, creating relationships, acting out of self-interest. Now, Granddad, enough's enough, Granddad.
Oh, sorry, I was only trying my best. I was only trying my best to bring about a one-world government. I was only trying to facilitate NATO and the WHO being able to dismantle the sacred tenets of the Constitution.
Well, Granddad, no more. Sit down on a rocking chair, on a stoop, and allow saner minds to take over. It's not to do with age, it's not to do with seniority, it's to do with transparency, it's to do with ethics, it's to do with integrity. These are the values that have to come to the forefront of American political life, and I don't see a pathway for them at the moment. Do you? Hey, but that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments and chat. This is all about you. Communicate with you. You're aware, of course, that Rumble are holding a free speech conference in Toronto, coming up soon. You can join that panoply, that pantheon of voices. Kimberly Guilfoyle, Donald Trump Jr. They're actually married, I think, those two. Chris Pavlovsky popping up in the middle between those two. And Ezra Levant. Just imagine Ezra Levant following them around like he does like Klaus Schwab or whatever. Excuse me. Yeah, post a link to this, by the way, if you want to attend that. Let's get a link for that. If someone could grab a link and post it in the locals chat and in the Rumble chat. You know, I like it when you see Ezra Levant and that other dude called, I think he called Arvey, like bugging people in the streets. Like maybe they'll find out Baller. Hey, mate, listen, you bastard. Oh, no, this is not why I come. I do not come to the mountains for this. Where does it take place again? Davos. Davos, that's where Davos takes place. Where do they hold Davos? They hold it in Davos. That's the way that it works. Now, many of us are deeply concerned that we are essentially being ushered towards a deep state nightmare. This is one of the most famous speeches in anti-establishment rhetoric. What's astonishing about it is it's given by a sitting president. Have you seen this speech by JFK? It's staggering, it's astonishing. He tells us plainly that there are insidious deep state interests about which we have to be afraid. My dad, Ron Brand, he sent me the other day, it goes viral every so often. Probably it's going more viral because of the successes in the campaign for Bobby Kennedy. And some people in the Awaken Wonder chat, Neon Grammarian, asking if you are going to Nashville, Russell. We're talking about that because Bobby Kennedy's got an event. Yeah, so I'm actually in the process of working that stuff out right now. But have a look at this JFK speech and tell me now how relevant it's become. And in a minute, after watching that, we're going to look at Robert De Niro, an actor who I'm sure all of us admire Robert De Niro as an actor, right? Who doesn't love Meet the Parents? Who doesn't love Raging Bull? Who doesn't love Taxi Driver, Goodfellas, some of the best movies in modern cinema history? But some of these perspectives have got to be looked at, haven't they? But before we look at Robert De Niro's fear that Donald Trump would mean a return to Nazism, that seems to be what he's inferring, Let's look at another perspective. What would fascism really look like in the technological age? And do we have more to fear from whatever set of interests the Biden administration plainly represents than the set of interests that any potential, or previous, because he's been president for 4 years, as Elon Musk pointed out in that post. Hold on a minute, this guy was already president for 4 years. It's not like Hitler, before he rose to power, had already been in power, had he? Like, it's not like Hitler's back. Last time he did stuff that's widely accepted now as policy on both sides. For example, Trump's deportation plans are supported by 50% of Dem voters, according to a new poll. So let's have a look in a minute at Robert De Niro's concerns and fears. But first, let's look at that legendary speech by JFK and postulate and examine what it might mean in the context of the forthcoming election.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of elections, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations.
That's the bit that interests me most. Military, economic, scientific, and political operations. That's the bit where I believe what JFK... What happened to that guy, by the way? Where JFK was describing the deep state, the blob, the globalist projects, the attempts to cut off and sever the relationship between the American people and their government. A relationship that fundamentally is supposed to mean that through representation and through the will of the people, government is organized, not the reverse. Not the government, because it's pretending that it's trying to protect you from everything from coughs that they probably created in a laboratory to various potential unruly retro mobs of nationalists. In order to protect you from these threats, we are going to have to take all of your power. Does it help you sometimes to have a little rule? It does me. A little rule that can help me to diagnose and discern. If what they're presenting to you grants them more power and diminishes your ability to oppose it, then question what is happening. So notice that, whether we're talking about the WHO treaty or the anti-Semitism bill, I'm sure all of us are against all forms of racism. Anti-Semitism is a form of racism. I'm sure all of us would do everything we could to prevent our brother man, our sister woman, getting sick from disease. If someone shows me a medication, hey, take this medication, it genuinely, I'm telling you the truth, it will stop your elderly relatives getting ill. Give it to me. We're going to lock you in your house because it's going to protect your elderly relatives. No problem. I don't mind sacrificing myself for other people. Indeed, that is my duty. That's called having a purpose. But when they use these ideas simply to impede your freedom, your ability to communicate, your ability to think, then you know that there's a coup afoot. You know that what you are experiencing is what JFK described moments before he got shot through the head by a lone dissident with a crazy magic bullet that could defy the laws of gravity. The only laws that are being defied are the laws of God, the laws of spirit, the laws of integrity. You know who killed JFK. We all know who killed JFK. And now, of course, we're beginning to understand why that happened and what they would do to any voice that opposes those interests.
Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned. No rumor is printed. No secret is revealed.
I've got to have a word with you, John. It's about the speech. That speech you said where you exposed the true nature of the power that actually runs America. A lot of us, we didn't like it. It was too honest. Could you be more succinct? More crisp, you know? Very crisp speeches. Could Do you know what would be better, actually? If we had presidents that were incapable of communicating like that. What if we had just old geriatric presidents who couldn't communicate clearly, who actually maybe this is too far, shat themselves in public? Maybe that would be a better way to run this country.
I do not agree. I think America deserves competent, cognizant, fluent, great communicators.
Okay, John, well, that's great. That's fine. I just thought we'd have this little chat. Now, when you go to Dallas, I was thinking some sort of military vehicle, bulletproof roof. That's good. Or, how about this? Convertible. Do you like that idea? Convertible car, you're out there. You're close to the people. You're cruising past the grassy knoll. The wind is blowing in your hair. Jackie's having the time of her life.
Okay, I'll do it, but I don't like it. I just hope I can trust you guys after what I've just described.
Oh, you can trust us, John. You can trust us, John. Let's have a look now at the voice of the liberal progressive establishment in the form of Robert De Niro, an actor that I admire. There was a time when I'd have done anything to act on screen with Bobby De Niro. You know, remember when I was in Sarah Marshall? You remember. Remember when I was in Arthur? You remember. Remember when I was in that one where I was the rabbit? You remember. Remember all of the ones that I was in. Right. I would have loved to have been in one of them, but with De Niro. Okay? I would have done. Now, Robert De Niro seems to be suggesting that a second Trump term would be tantamount to the rise of Hitler. I remind you of this. Hitler is, of course, one of history's greatest ghouls. Why? Because of the expansionism. Military expansionism, and of course, most obviously, because of the genocide, the anti-Semitism, the racism, the murder of mentally ill people, Jews, drug addicts, one of the greatest crimes in human history. In order to get himself in a position where he could enact those brutal policies, Adolf Hitler, through bureaucracy and legislation, ensured that he had unopposed power. Many say that the Reichstag fire that led to his ascent as Chancellor was indeed performed by the Nazis. The famous Kristallnacht, where his opponents were murdered in their beds, members of his own party. Importantly, he had to create within the Reichstag the conditions for his rise, the conditions where he was granted dictatorial power. And many people here, in this instance, Robert De Niro, claims that Trump is the closest thing to Hitler we've seen, being a kind of 21st century reality TV, a sheen-smeared, glistening strongman figure, rather than the military iteration of despotism that we saw in the form of Stalin, Mussolini, and Hitler, famously, in the previous century. But I think a greater fear when it comes to despotism and tyranny is bureaucracy. And this is something we'll explain to you over the next few minutes, because I'm scared, like De Niro is scared. You're scared, aren't you, that something terrible is coming. And all those voices, the Alex Jones, the David Icke's, all of those people who have been mocked and derided for some of their more extraordinary and colourful views about interdimensional beings and errors, plain errors made, certainly in the case of Alex Jones when it came to Sandy Hook, he's certainly been very honest about the errors he made there. But one of the things that both of those men have done is predicted that there will be a series of events that legitimised centralised control and power. Indeed, it was Noam Chomsky, now derided by many for his visit to the island, who in fact first came up with problem, reaction, solution, an idiom that David Icke frequently used. So like De Niro, I am afraid, and you are afraid too, aren't you, that power is making insidious moves behind the scenes in exactly the way that JFK just described, that power is coming, centralizing. Authoritarianism is on the rise. My fear is not that Donald Trump is the greatest threat that faces America. My fear is the forces that marshal Joe Biden, those that pull the strings, are the greatest fear. And in our country, the forces that are behind the Labour Party, globalist powers, not defined, as far as we know, by any ideology other than the acquisition of power and dominion. This is not some covert description of any group or minority or religion or ideology. There is no time for racism of any kind. There is no time for hatred of any kind. There is time only for immediate awakening before the threat we face is real. Let's have a look at this extraordinary piece of footage of Robert De Niro before unpacking how both the WHO treaty, the condemnation of Trump, and the anti-Semitism bill all represent iterations of bureaucratic and deep state power that align perfectly with JFK's historic diagnosis of the forces that we have to fear. Let's have a look. Charles.
That, but the point is not, and for the country, no. And I think other people are going to have to stand up and just, because it's either that or you're going to find yourself in a situation that's so terrifying. We always hear about people from Eastern Europe, the Jews from other parts of Eastern Europe, from Western Europe, coming over. Look what happened in France and with the Nazis and so on. And they come over and you hear these, and when I was a kid, they'd say, you don't really appreciate this country. You don't really appreciate what we know from experience. Imagine what those people went through. I'm just starting to see it. You know, as a kid, I said, Hitler, it's a nightmare that never would happen. But now I see that it's possible. And what those people, sometimes I run into some people who are close to my age, who are from Eastern Europe, European countries, or even Nazi Germany. And, you know, you understand it.
So what De Niro is describing is his personal fear that a second Trump term will lead to Nazism, to pogroms, to the execution of religious minorities. And Robert De Niro is not alone in believing that. And in fact, there's a clear reason for those, I would say, I'm going to say hysterical views. That hysteria is deliberately generated by the legacy media. You see it every day. Bloodbath, bloodbath, bloodbath. When he said bloodbath, there's no way he was just using a popular phrase. He's talking about a bath all with blood in it. We have seen hysteria continually around the subject of Donald Trump, and now we are beginning to see the fruits of that hysteria. People claiming that a second Trump term would be akin to the rise of Adolf Hitler. But my concerns are more in alignment with the concerns of that great American political figure and orator, JFK, who says what we really have to fear, and he's saying this in 1960, we've just been through Nazism. In fact, some of the best Nazi scientists have been brought on board. Come to Cape Canaveral, Fritz. We're going to need some of that expertise, right? Maybe power operates in ways that are a little more insidious than we have been led to believe. Maybe it's possible that the same kind of authoritarian centralized forces that we have long feared are able to migrate and manipulate in exactly the manner that JFK was describing. In short, my personal fears are bureaucracy, tyranny through technology. I think that the forces that truly control the world would not be so dumb to present us with something as cartoonishly garish, ridiculous, and plainly evil as Adolf Hitler with his murder of innocent people, industrialized racism and execution. We have surely learned those lessons. That's why I would call all of you to reject all forms of racism, to reject all forms of hatred, no matter whether you have a religious perspective, a spiritual perspective or purview or not, whether you're an atheist, when you're speaking to people with a different belief, oh yeah, no, I love you, absolutely. We're interested in freedom. I want your freedom. I want your free speech. Once you've done that, guess what we've done? We've neutralized their ability to charge us with precisely the power that they require to keep us nullified. The dumb hatred of other poor people. Now, I accept that I'm not economically poor anymore. Of course, that would be ridiculous for me to claim otherwise. But believe me, when it comes to the crunch, I belong to the same demographic as you. Disposables, crushables, irrelevance and negligibles. Let us march on with our AI revolution and dispense with the proletariat and the poor and the working class stars and the blue collar, call them what you will. We don't care if they bow down to Allah, Jesus Christ, our Lord, or to the Buddha, or no one at all. We want them tripped up on Coca-Cola, staring at the pages of Meta, never able to get any better, always on the precipice of forgetting everything that we've been taught and learned. They're very, very happy with you hating one another. They're very happy. I may not have been an insider for long, but I saw enough of the inside to know that. If you're hating on other people in the same economic or social class as you, good work. You're lifed off. You're numb. You're no threat to them. Now, let's have a look at this WHO treaty. We've seen how Trump's documents, for example, we're going to move on to the WHO treaty in a minute. But before we do that, let's have a look at how the FBI, a deep state power, was able to stage the document, the claims that were made against Donald Trump and the apparently, what's that word? Classified. That's that word I've been groping around for. Classified documents that Donald Trump is being indicted for being in possession of. Let's get into that story, because the FBI have admitted, and it has been proven, that the FBI staged that case. Let's get into it.
In terms of the classified documents case, I remember the infamous picture that the FBI took of all those classified documents that they said that they took from Mar-a-Lago. Specifically, tell me about what you're saying, that what evidence was tampered with, and did the FBI tamper with this?
Yeah, so that famous photograph, what we have now learned, and the government has had, Jack Smith and his prosecutors have had to admit, is that that was staged. And those top secret classified sheets that all the public saw and said, oh my God, look at those top secret documents, those were placed there by the FBI. And what Jack Smith admitted in court this week was that, in his words, they mishandled the classified documents and misrepresented those to the court. Maria, that's a kind way of saying we tampered with the evidence and then we lied to the court about it. And they got caught when President Trump's lawyers and the other co-defendants raised this issue and said, look, the documents here don't match up. The documents that were presented to us don't match the digitally scanned records of when they were taken from Mar-a-Lago. And Jack Smith, not only did they tamper with that and lie to the court about it, but he's now admitted to the court that he doesn't know how that happened. He's only offered a number of possible explanations for how that could have happened. So he's absolutely blown the chain of custody. And again, he has a prosecutor, lead prosecutor in this case, Jay Bratt, who met with White House counsel and a representative of the National Archives in several times in the weeks before Jack Smith was even appointed.
Wow.
Maria, this reeks of crossfire hurricane when the Obama-Biden administration fabricated evidence before the FISA court, lied to the court about it to pursue Donald Trump, and now we're seeing it again in this classified documents case. The judge could dismiss this case at any point in time, Maria. I think the only reason that she hasn't is she wants to document this publicly so that the public can see just how this case is being prosecuted, how unfairly Donald Trump has been persecuted in this matter by Joe Biden's Department of Justice.
That is extraordinary. Again, remember JFK's words, deep state interests that act as guerrillas by night, not warfare through the day. Do you think that this is the judiciary being used to target Donald Trump? Or do you think there are genuine and legitimate concerns that he used campaign money in the incorrect way, that there are a variety of allegations about his personal life? It's very inconvenient if that is the perspective that is being peddled, that the FBI tampered with evidence. We're going to come back and talk about the WHO treaty and how now even the political class is waking up to the dangers embedded within it. We're going to talk about the anti-Semitism bill and how, even if it is good intentioned, that it will lead to less free speech and more power. Remember what we said earlier. But before that, let's have a little word from our sponsors.
We can't continue to bring you this potentially paradigm-shattering information without the support of our sponsors. We got one for you right now. Stay to the end, please. Is it me, or does the future feel more insecure and uncertain? Wars, pandemics, lies, trickery. For those of you that are in the United States, there is a way to secure your hard-earned nest egg. American Heart for Gold makes it easy to protect your savings and retirement accounts with physical gold and silver. With one phone call, they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside a qualifying retirement account like your IRA or 401k. American Hartford Gold is the highest rated firm in the United States with an A-plus rating from the BBB, that's the Better Business Bureau, and thousands of satisfied clients right now. They'll give you up to $10,000 of free silver on your first qualifying order. This offer, I'm sorry to tell you, is only for customers from the United States of America. Call 866-505-8315. That's 866-505-8315. Or simply text BRAND to 998899. Then they'll know we sent you. Get up to $5,000 in silver and protect your future in this crazy, crazy world with some solid precious metals literally made in stars. Now let's get back to the content.
The WHO treaty has been watered down, diluted. It hasn't been altered. The WHO treaty has been altered because of your resistance. They are still trying to pass the WHO treaty. They're still trying to pass a treaty that will mean that your nation and my nation, and therefore you and me, do not have the ability to oppose the agenda of the World Health Organization. But what is the World Health Organization? Surely it's just an organization that cares about the health of the world. Well, no. It's a UN agency that seems pretty interested in locking people down, getting people vaccinated, and in particular, extraordinarily, censorship. What's that got to do with health? Unless you think these powerful globalist elitist interests are there for your benefit, do you still believe that? Are there any of us that still believe that? Well, what you've believed for some time, what you awoke to years ago, is finally reaching the Senate, because 49 senators are set to oppose this treaty, claiming that it undermines American democracy, it undermines the principles of the American Constitution, it would legitimize censorship, it would therefore be at odds with the First, Second Amendment. One of your amendments is under significant threat. Let's have a look at how people are awakening to the threat of the WHO, but the WHO are awakening to the threat of you, because this treaty is designed to prevent what happened last time happening again. What I mean by that is your opposition prevented their plan from working. So this treaty, shouldn't it really just be called the Lock Joe Rogan in a Box Treaty? Shouldn't it just be called the Just Take the Medication and Stop Asking for Evidence Treaty? Shouldn't it really be called Get Back in Your House and Shut Your Mouth? If we want to lock you down, we'll lock you down. If the Senate, and members of the Senate specifically, have caught up to what we knew then, well, what does that tell us? Because why do you not trust the WHO? Why do you oppose their treaty? Is it because you know they were wrong about COVID and its potentially devastating effects? They were wrong about the efficacy of lockdowns. They didn't think about the detrimental effects that would come as a result of lockdown. And they were wrong about the vaccines, even in giving them the name vaccines. They didn't acknowledge that it comes from dual purpose research. They didn't acknowledge what the hell was going on in Wuhan and the way that that intersects with American financial interests. The WHO treaty is the evolution of the kind of deep state interest that JFK warned us about. They won't come out by day and present you with options. By night and under cover of darkness, they will impose their power through bureaucracy. Robert De Niro fears that Trump is some repurposed, reversioned attempt at the militaristic dictatorships of the 20th century. But what you and I rightly fear is that Orwell, Huxley, and Kafka were right, that it is bureaucracies and anonymous power, the removal of charismatic leaders, actually, and their replacement with cadaverous avatars. That's the real fear. The real powerful individuals and institutions, we don't know their names. You know that, and I know that. The WHO might be trying to present itself as a neutral bureaucracy, but what it is in effect is a terrifying wing of technological dictatorship. Let's get into it. Okay, so first up, here's the letter from those senators. Here's a thing from Meryl Nass talking about this stuff. Here's the letter from Meryl Nass. You know Meryl Nass, she came on our show. She's a great lady, actually, and a brilliant physician with fantastic ethics, and I truly respect her. When she came on here, you could tell you were dealing with a person with integrity. She came on with Andrew Bridgen, a British MP. Now, Andrew Bridgen's been booted out of his own party for raising the problem presented by excess deaths, raising the problem presented by vaccine injury statistics and their management, raising many problems that have come out of the pandemic era, the way that it was handled sociologically, politically, but significantly too, medically. He came on with Meryl Nass. The episode is up on Rumble and will remain up on Rumble because Rumble is a platform that protects free speech. That's why everyone's calling it a Nazi place, because that's what people do now when they want to shut you up. Let's have a look at the letter that's been written by these senators. Okay, so the significant parts are obviously what we've highlighted. You can download that asset and look at it yourself. It's flying around on Twitter. Some of over 300 proposals for amendments made by member states would substantially increase the WHO's health emergency powers and constitute intolerable infringements upon US sovereignty. As such, it was essential that the WHO abide by the four-month notice period to allow member states to ensure that no traces of such proposals were included in a final amendment package for consideration by the World Health Authority. Having failed to do so, amendments are not in order. What's interesting here is that even by their own bureaucratic conditions, they're in trouble because they're meant to give member nations 4 months to go, hang on a minute, you didn't tell us that you were going to impose these crazy laws. So what the WHO were trying to do is change the language. It still enables them to censor dissenting voices. Malinformation. Remember, malinformation is true information that they happen to not like. I've been got in all sorts of trouble, pursued by Moderna, subversively through agents that they deploy, NGOs. My own government has used these agencies. We are on the precipice of something pretty serious. You know that already. And now the Senate knows. So presumably the Senate are beginning to realise what you have long known. They weren't right about COVID. It wasn't precisely as they described it. Its devastating effects were not so serious or far-reaching. They were not right about how effective lockdowns were going to be. They were not right about the efficacy of vaccines. Would you even use that word to describe them? This is seismic because it's entering into the institutions. Now, you know me, I would say that the various parties or the two parties in the uniparty system will utilize even anti-establishment rhetoric in order to attack the other party. But hey, my enemy's enemy is my friend. And in this instance, the WHO is my enemy and they're your enemy. And you know that. And these are the kind of anonymous bureaucratic organizations funded by, yes, number one's Germany, the country of Germany. Number two is, though, it's the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. What? An individual? Just a person? Just a person has got as much money as countries and as much influence as countries. Yeah, that's weird, isn't it? I mean, if you're looking for a candidate for an antichrist today, who are you considering for potential antichrists? The WHO's most recent publicly available draft of its new pandemic response treaty is dead on arrival. Instead of addressing the WHO's well-documented shortcomings, the treaty focuses on mandated resource and technology transfers, shredding intellectual property rights, infringing free speech, and supercharging the WHO. Oh my God, shredding intellectual property rights, infringing free speech, and supercharging the WHO. I know what Alex Jones would say. I know what a lot of you sort of sci-fi people would say. This is like the sci-fi, the Star Wars prequels for some of my age, where Emperor Palpatine goes from being a sort of an anodyne bureaucrat to a hooded necromancer. I mean, is it possible that in 10, 20 years, Bill Gates will have dispatched the formalities and wear a cloak? Well, okay, but he'll still talk like that, though. He's wearing a cloak and everything, but he's like, okay, listen, we're coming into Africa to help you with your farming. We're coming into India to help you patent your seeds. We're coming into your private life to interfere with you. What was the deal with Jeffrey Epstein? Why are you hanging out with him so much? Listen, don't you ask me questions. Like, mind your own business. Jeffrey Epstein was very charismatic, okay? He happened to be he was easy company. Look at this. The treaty ignores the fact that we are still unsure of COVID-19's origins because Beijing continues to block a legitimate independent investigation. Bit of China bashing there, bit of China bashing because it's ultimately a Republican document and they're looking forward to a nice war with China at some point in the future that will be funded by you, of course, but the significant facts are that they are opposing the treaty and this is a step in the right direction. You and me, doesn't matter what you're saying in the chat. You could be in that chat being Islamophobic. You could be in that chat being anti-Semitic. You could be in that chat being out and proud or homophobic. You could be black or white. It doesn't matter. You could be trans or cis. You could deny the right for every one of those words to exist. The truly powerful do not care. The deep state powers, the FBI that are tampering with Trump's boxes, grow up. The WHO that are imposing legislation under the auspices of helping you, get your help off of me. NATO that are marching you into war and expecting you to pay for it. They don't care what books you read when you pray. They don't care which way you face when you kneel down and acknowledge the sacred. I might care. I might have my own view of where I'll find divinity. Indeed, I do. That's why I got baptized. But they just want you bewildered and engaged in interpersonal chaos and name-calling. You're this, you're that. Ah! Dispense with it. Dispatch with it. Awaken now. Recognize that legacy media institutions are corrupt and untrustworthy. Recognize that your state is owned by powerful financial interests. Recognize that these global organizations have to be shut down and no one's going to do it for you. It's going to require your disobedience and your awakening. That's just what I think, though. Let's have a look at a little bit more from this story. My word, it's astonishing. Here's, we've got the letter from Biden, but this is a piece of British media, just a couple of paragraphs on this that you might be interested in. Aha. It's from a British organisation called The Telegraph. It's a legacy media newspaper, but I've got to tell you, there's obviously clicks in the truth because they're starting to tell some. There is unease among MPs about the World Health Organization's pandemic treaty due to be ratified later this month. MPs are urging the government not to rush into signing the agreement, which they say has serious implications for the UK's sovereignty and ability to decide national policies in a future global health crisis. The WHO has come under fire for its support of China, with Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, I can't say that dude's name, but hey, I wonder if he can say mine. The director general criticized for praising Beijing during the pandemic, having initially claimed its lockdown strategy bought time for the world. It certainly did buy time for the world. It bought time for tyranny, and it bought time for a foreclosure on your freedoms. And now there is time for us to oppose it, and we have to use that time. You have to sign any and all petitions opposing these measures. It's a ridiculous, laborious process. I'll acknowledge that. But we have to make clear that we do not want our representatives voting for that treaty to be passed. You have to register your dissent. And if there are political figures, whatever party they are from in your country that oppose this treaty, you should support their opposition, because ultimately these are the kind of bills, the type of legislation that has to be opposed. But that's just what I think. Let me know what you think in the comments and the chat. Now, hey, let's have a little look at, this is a live ad read. Now, listen, this stuff now. We are very lucky to have some pretty good sponsors. In fact, I need this. This is Trulean. Have you heard of Trulean? These guys are promoters or purveyors of everyday wellness. This is an all-natural 9-in-1 powder that boosts immune health, reduces inflammation, promotes gut health, including vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B12, zinc, turmeric, and echinacea. I want every single one of those, don't you? And the good thing is that you can't go to work unless you have it injected into your... That's not true. You can choose whether to take it or not. It comes in one sachet, and within that sachet, there's a bunch of, like, baby sachets. Look at that. Like, it spawns itself into the future. And in here, they're like what I would call a kind of turmeric cocaine. But you do not nasally ingest it. You pour it into a little bit of water, and you could make it very dense and thick. And that's what I would do, actually. Look, you see this drink, I'm having it hard over time. I would do this like a shot. And when I've done it like a shot, man, it's good stuff. I'm just going to drink it because I am actually a bit tired. And I will tell you, all 18,157 of you, you beauties, whether you're AJ Bird in Germany, or Roy the Accuser saying cheese, or Minty Free Free saying, I can't remember, you're whooshing past so swiftly. I will say this, Gareth, I think that we should do the anti-Semitism bill tomorrow, because we've got so much content. We're at 62 minutes, and will you guys be okay? We'll come back tomorrow to watch our take on the anti-Semitism bill that's being passed. This is a significant moment. You know me, right? I'm opposed to anti-Semitism. But this bill presents a serious problem for free speech. And I believe that Ben Shapiro has even posted about that. So we'll be looking at that as one of our items tomorrow. When is the Tulsi episode, says Centra for the win? It will be on Friday, okay? So listen, if you... tomorrow. Oh, God, I like that, actually. Tomorrow, Tulsi tomorrow. Especially if you're on Awaken Wonder, you can join us live for that. So join us. Get yourself some of this stuff. You get 25% off if you say I sent you. The thing that's important about it is... it's only available in America, I'm sorry, my British brothers and sisters and my European friends. Try Everyday Wellness for yourself, trulean.com. Use the code BRAND25. If a lot of you buy it, people will know that, you know, that our adverts work, okay? So, listen, thank you very much for joining us today. Tomorrow, we're going to have to carry over the anti-Semitism bill to tomorrow's work because we've spent so long on that. We're also going to be talking potentially, and you tell us if this is what you want, fake meat, DeSantis has banned them. We'll also be talking about the TikTok ban, which I think is going to be pretty fantastic, and all the news, as the New York Times used to risibly say, all the news that's fit to print. We are going to tell you so much truth. So much truth. You'll be begging for the lies and deception of the legacy. We're going to give you so much spirit, so much joy. You'll be crying out for screens and sugar to drag you down and to diminish your spirit. We are going to love you so openly. You'll be crying out for all those that didn't understand you when you was a kid, whether it was your school or parents that didn't get you or a state that wants you dumb. We are going to be the opposite of every negative voice you ever heard. We are going to convey the true love to you because we love you. And that love, in the end, is the most powerful force in the world. That's right. We love you more than you hate yourselves. Glory unto God. See you tomorrow. For so much more. We've got Tulsi Gabbard. Is she actually in the live stream tomorrow, Tulsi?
Yep.
Live. Tulsi live. Tulsi live, I'm telling you. Tomorrow. Unbelievable. We're going to have to. So we'll have to do this anti-Semitism bill at the beginning. Okay, guys. Remember to support our sponsors if you can. And our merchandise. We give the money that we raise to help junkies and alcoholics, baby. You want the fake meat story, Papa Bear? We'll do the fake meat story. How's that for free speech? We're down for free speech. We absolutely believe in all free speech. All of you Awaken Wonders, Ruby C. Kingslet, we believe in your free speech. Jude Syke, we love you. We love all of you. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow, you absolute beauties. Stay free. Many switch off, switch off, switch off, switch off, switch off.